Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
Check in the Cracker Box Palace and take on the world's woes. I'm Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. We meet together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Another crazy week in the rear view, I know. But we've got a great destination for you, Cracker Box Palace, where we'll salute the quiet beetle, the dark horse, George Harrison, as we celebrate his heavenly great 80. Yeah, born February 25th, 1943. Great music, your forgotten 45s in the mix. We're taking on the cultural cacophony, got it all set. And we're going to get you in the mix, too, if you're listening live. It is Saturday, February 25th, 8 a.m. out west, 10 a.m. central, and 11 a.m. here in the east, where it's sort of snowing a little bit. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. What a crazy winter. Facebook page pop in the chat box for those taking along for the early ride. And Twitter remains a 24/7 oasis. At AB Wright. It's all being held with the talented, tenacious TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show brought to you in part by Audiophile. Music, books, podcasts. Go ahead, caress your ears with everything you want to hear from Audiophile. Also by Old Navy. It's time to bundle up for great styles and savings at Old Navy. You can leave that bundling today. And by PodNet. Arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, up and running 24/7, featuring the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show and those Rosebust Roundtables, where yours truly was involved in a couple of raucous rumbles this past week. Gives us more time to hang back and enjoy the music and see what comes over the transom, as they say. As we said, we're saluting the music, the legacy, the spirit of the late, great George Harrison, who would have celebrated his 80th birthday today. He's gone for a while now, left us at 57, but that music, that spirit, that mystique of the quiet beetle lives on. Checking in to Cracker Box Palace. Hey, they've been expecting you.
We've been expecting you. You bring such joy in Cracker Box Palace. No matter where you roam, no one loves you.
Welcome you to Done so our children and grandchildren will know it as well. Freedom. Let us move forward with a abiding commitment to be allies, not of darkness but of light, not of oppression but of liberation, not of captivity but yes of freedom. May God bless you all, and may God bless the heroes of Ukraine and all those who defend freedom around the world.
Everything is cool as can be in a peaceful world. Let back to top and ride with me. I'm up from Indiana down to Tennessee. Everything is cool as can be in a peaceful world. People know this world is a wreck. We're sick and tired of being politically correct. See through it now, but I didn't at first. Hypocrite made it worse and worse. Looking down their noses what people say. These are just words and words are okay. It's what you do and not what you say. If you're not part of the future, then get out of the way. Come on, baby, take a ride with me. I'm up from Indiana down to Tennessee. Everything is cool as can be in a peaceful world. Racism lives in the U.S. today. I better get hip to what the king had to say. I don't want my kids being brought up this way. Hatred to each other is not okay. Well, I'm not a preacher, just a singer, son. I can see more work to be done. It's what you do and not what you say. If you're not part of the future, then get out of the way. Come on, baby, take a ride with me. I'm up from Indiana down to Tennessee. Everything is cool as can be in a peaceful world. Lay back the top and ride with me. I'm up from Indiana down to Tennessee. Everything is cool as can be in a peaceful world. Take it, man. Money's good and the work is okay. Looks like everything is rolling our way. Till you gotta look the devil in the eye. You know that bastard's one big lie. So be careful with your heart and what you love. Make sure that it was sent from above. It's what you do and not what you say. If you're not part of the future, then get out of the way. Come on, baby, take a ride with me. I'm up from Indiana down to Tennessee. Everything is cool as can be in a peaceful world. Lay back the top and ride with me. I'm up from Indiana down to Tennessee. Everything is cool as can be in a peaceful world.
frozen out and I've been on fire, and the tears are mine to weep. But I can cry until I laugh, or laugh until I cry.
So cut the check right in half, I'll play from either side.
I take my chances,
show in honor of her belated 65th birthday, I think February 21st. Way to go, singer-songwriter. Throwing away her cigarettes and turning on CNN. I'm not so sure which is the riskier proposition. Love her music. Have for many, many years. Keep going, my dear. And Mellencamp's Peaceful World, with Lincoln and Nod to Dondi and Leonette. Kind words pop in the chat box and Twitter feed, respectively. Thank you, folks. You know I love playing with you in real time. A snippet from Biden's historic and surprise speech in Ukraine earlier this week about freedom as he took that risky and very impressive trip to the resilient little country on the anniversary, the one-year anniversary of Putin's horrible war, standing strong with Ukraine indeed. And boy, do we get an upgrade when it comes to leadership. Does he walk tall on the world stage? Boy, oh boy. We'll talk more about him as we go as well. And a pair for the Dark Horse, the Quiet Beetle, honoring George Harrison on his great 80, heavenly great 80. He's been gone, oh, so many years now, but, you know, his legacy lives on, the great music with the Beatles, his solo work, his spirit, his essence of love and spiritual seeking and all of that. It's just his vibe remains with us across the universe. With Richie Havens doing his anthem, Here Comes the Sun, yeah, we could use a little sun. Well, a couple of snowflakes in my neck of the woods falling down. We haven't gotten much in the Northeast, but there's going to be plenty of it coming in the Midwest and out west, California, Southern California, blizzard warning. So hang in there, folks, because you're not used to that, that's for sure. It'll give you an excuse to check into Cracker Box Palace, another fun one from George Harrison himself. More to go as we go. And love to hear from you, too. Anything, everything on your mind, please weigh in. Twitter, AB Writes. Phone line, 347-857-4505, should you find yourself tagging along for the Saturday, February 25th ride. We also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box available, where Potter, new name that I haven't seen, chiming in on the PopNet chat box, says, first time listening live, usually catch the podcast, but love the live vibe. And so right about Biden, he is an incredible statesman, not like, well, I'm not going to use the word you use, Potter, who we had before. I know what you mean. Indeed, Claudia Hardy, a regular. You're becoming a Hardy, a regular, Claudia. I love it. She says, you know, I'm getting used to the listening live thing, but I may listen on podcast later. You know how much I appreciate your wise words and the great music. Thank you. Hey, listen, that's the bonus, the podcast. Happy to have you aboard and love playing with you live. But listen when it works for you. The podcasts are there, and that's an option. We're all grooving to the option, as they say. So what do you? There's so much to talk about today. We'll try to get to as much as we can. But can you? What do you make of this, speaking of the former guy, the Georgia grand jury forewoman, I believe her name is Emily Kors, on her media tour. She was talking to everybody from The Times, The Atlanta Journal-Constitution, CNN, MSNBC. I mean, she'd gone Fox with a letter, I guess. Flapping her lips, talking. We found out that she hadn't voted in either 2016 or 2020. Not a big voter, so you can't blame politics on anything. And she was impressed by shaking Rudy Giuliani's hand. But, you know, she said a lot, but she didn't say too much, apparently. According to the judge, they gave parameters of what you could and couldn't say, so she did it. She ran with it, ASAP. I will tell you, all the legals I know and people we were talking to all week on Podstream and other places were cringing, and I'm sure Fannie Willis, the DA down there, is cringing. And you know that Trump is going to probably use it, his legal team, to try to if not quash it, I don't know if they can sink it. There's enough there to sink, but try to do a change of venue or just, you know, delay. That's their playbook anyway. But could she have not waited? Maybe, you know, running after those 15 minutes of fame was some kind of fervor. Really crazy. It's amazing. Here, let's go around the social media. A couple of folks are chiming in about her. It's kind of funny. Dishy says, she's 30. I knew it. She was inappropriate and obnoxious. She gave an interview prematurely, but she's probably been planning to jam her for weeks about her GA grand jury work. Next, she'll be whining about needing to go into hiding. Yeah, I know how that goes. I just hope she doesn't sink it. I don't think she will. I think she said enough not to. She did say there will be no plot twist with that facial expressions. She was having too much fun. And Andy says, there's something a bit disturbing about Emily Kors acting giddy like the hot guy at the party just hit on her. Yeah, indeed. And one thing's for sure, her lips were not sealed. Weigh in. I'm Andy Bedrock.
You're talking like a crazy person?
I don't think I better talk about this right now.
self-esteem. You talk about people, you can make me scream. You just talk too much.
One thing I didn't know when I wrote In Trump We Trust is how profoundly stupid he is.
The most mistreated group of people in the United States today are white males.
I ran in 2020 for the same exact seat for Congress, and I got away with it then.
Well, this is why God made pipelines.
Is he actually gay? He was dating women not that long ago.
Shut up!
That makes me Jew-ish.
But again,
it's always been a party favor. Everybody's always laughed.
Kind, gorgeous. Oh, and great legs. You know, my legs are very muscular because I work out a lot.
But I did get 1.2 million more votes than Ron.
I believe they shot this balloon down over the water because they wanted to be able to decide what was on board.
So I was taking my walk this morning and look what I ran across. A vulture eating a possum.
Went on to Clemson. Go Tigers.
Why would straight white men continue to pay their taxes?
And never ever mentions the possible upsides of global warming?
Let's celebrate Presidential Day.
There are 46 condoms for you, big guy.
It was hot boy summer for the Taliban.
I know a ton of white people that are as lazy and sorry and probably worse than black people I know.
And they don't want to create another MTG, but we need like 1,000 of you.
Men cannot have the hiccups.
You mean to tell me that you basically hit up your fam, were like, hey, I'm a little mentally ill?
I've always said Golden Corral is actually largely underrated, but that's a separate issue for a different time.
I prefer when it's a black person showing their incredible skill at making pancakes.
When they seem like they're the racist themselves.
I want to be a sweet grandma, I really do. I want to be a sweet old lady, but I feel like I might be the kind to hit somebody with a cane.
People used to tell you that Donald Trump was stupid. Remember that? He's an idiot.
What am I looking forward to most about your father's presidential campaign this time around? I don't know that I'm looking forward to any of it.
Johnny, Johnny, who are you kidding?
Frankly, we did win this election.
Everything you deny, you're admitting.
No collusion.
No quid pro quo.
You can blame the insurrection on X, Y, or Q.
Spike in the vote count, half by China.
Release the Kraken.
But all of that Q and nonsense points back to you.
I only need 11,000 votes. Fellas, give me a break.
Donnie, we got your number. You should be in the pen. Yeah, you should wear a number.
T-R-E-A-S-O-N.
You were never that good at spelling.
C-O-C-S-E-F-E.
But the grounds for indictment are compelling.
C-O-C-S-E-F-E.
You thought the Congress, the courts, and the country were yours. Like your caddy, your coke, and your co-conspirator.
Come on, take the
Fifth Amendment.
Donnie, we got your number. You should be in the pen. Yeah, you should wear a number for
T-R-E-A-S-O-N.
Conceited, they were gracious in defeat. Conceited, you're a big lead, narcissistic cheat.
We will never give up, we will never concede.
You change the GOP. Sure as shooting.
Your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington.
Now it stands for grifters of Putin. Donnie, we got your number. You should be in for dental life. Yeah, you should wear a number for
GREASON. his heart went boom, cause his ass is doomed if he drags.
Hello, this is Paul McCartney. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to click on the subscribe button and then click on the bell and choose all. This way you'll be notified of every new video we put up. Cheers.
Thank you. Not Paul McCartney from the Sounders saying, love those guys. They do some great stuff. But yeah, we had to play it again. Judy says he wasn't indicted, in case you missed it. About a week or so ago, DOJ declined to prosecute Matt Gaetz for his sex trafficking charges. Not because there wasn't evidence. There was some evidence. There was a credible witness. Unfortunately, his credibility will be challenged because the guy's in jail for the same crime. And two of the girls that were involved declined to testify. So that's what happened. That doesn't mean he wasn't guilty, but he got away with it. And, you know, they don't prosecute cases if they can't win them. They don't think they can win them. I get that. But having this discussion on social media last week and on Podstream, a friend who has some educational bona fides, is a person who leans conservative, which is fine, and you don't have to agree with everything, but you have to agree on facts, said, well, they can indict a ham sandwich, so he was surprised they didn't indict him. And I said, well, yeah, but apparently they can't indict a bologna sandwich. But he went on to this huge rant about the persecution of the January 6th criminals, and that I'm out. First of all, please, this is a pet peeve of mine. If you see a post, you don't have to leave a blog-sized version of your answer. But besides which, ranting and raving about something and not dealing in facts, we can argue about you have an opinion. That's okay. You have policies, you have different views. I'm all for that. I like arguing it out. But not if we don't have common facts to deal with. Then you're on a different plane. You're sucking on the Fox News, or probably even more likely the Newsmax or OAN pipe, and you just got to get off that stuff if you want to have a real conversation, if you ask me. But anyway, Matt Gaetz giving out that sleazy, skeevy vibe and a power player in Congress now, just so you know. Hey, What a Fool Believes from Michael McDonald and the Doobie Brothers, honoring Michael McDonald's 71st birthday earlier this week. And boy, oh boy, is he morphing into a silver fox or what? Looking better by the minute and still has that great voice. So we'll send that one out to all the folks still hanging on to the MAGA policies and the MAGA legacy, the cult, whatever you want to call it. It's crazy stuff. Roy Zimmerman back. Love it. Donnie, T-R-E-A-S-O-N, in honor of that great song Jenny from the 80s and the possible forthcoming indictments for you-know-who. We'll see how that plays out. And last week in the GOP, a mashup of all their crazy comments from the Lincoln Project and flapping their lips, loose lips, sinking some kind of ships, from Emily Kors, the foreperson on that grand jury in Georgia, which may or may not offer a whole bunch of indictments, looks like they're leaning towards it, including possibly Donald Trump, to Alex Murdoch taking the stand in his own defense. Well, how is that going on a trial? We've talked a lot about that on Podstream this week. And Don Lemon, sexist remarks, getting a suspension. We'll talk more about that if we can. Our lips are not exactly sealed, some of these folks. The go-go's with a wink and a nod to Marcy. Yeah, Marcy, of course, lamenting, again, America not in the running for the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that is. But a lot of folks are, and if you're inclined, take a look at the ballot and vote. Fan vote open until April 28th. You have a right to vote once a day, every day until April 28th, for up to 5 artists, and there's some good ones in there, so take a look at that if you're so inclined. So flapping their lips, Emily Kors, of course, a lot of folks say it's not going to sink it, but they're nervous. Alex Murdoch, have you been following the trial? Riveting testimony. I don't know if he helped himself or not. He certainly should be convicted of lying and fraudster. He admitted all these financial crimes, but I'm not so sure. The prosecution front-loaded the motivation and the financial crime so much. Does that mean they're hiding flimsy evidence? I watched a lot of this case. There is some. Some folks have pointed out there is some damning evidence. Certainly he lied about being in the kennel earlier in the evening, finally fessed up to it. That could be damning. And, yeah, the timing and everything. We'll see how it plays out. Not over yet, but I'm saying there might be a hung jury. That's what my early prediction is, but I can modify that next week as more evidence is presented. if you know what I'm saying. Twitter, AV Rights, phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, found in the chat box available for those taking along for the live Saturday, February 25th ride. And Don Lemon getting into it last week, or the week before, when he made some comments. Really crazy. This guy, listen, he's a good-looking guy. He's glib. But he's got some interesting tendencies. He can be snarky, and he definitely has been sexist in the past, if not full-tilt misogynistic, with comments about women in sports and other things. But last week stepped into it because Nikki Haley announced that she's running for the Republican nomination for president and put forth this notion that anybody over 75 should have a cognitive test. Now, one could argue everybody should have a cognitive test, and that could rule out a lot of people, if you know what I mean. But that, of course, is in the face of both Trump and Biden being close to 80, or 80 or close to it, as Trump is. So Don Lemon made a comment about, well, Nikki Haley's not exactly in her prime. Nikki Haley, by the way, is 51 years old. And then he added, I Googled it. Now, I don't know what he Googled, and then, of course, he was challenged by Poppy Harlow and Caitlin Collins, his co-host. Maybe he Googled prime to have childbearing, because he said 20s, 30s, maybe 40s, women are in their prime. This is a man who's pushing 60. So he's older than she is, and he's saying she's not in her prime. Well, of course, there was a big backlash. He got a week suspension, and now he's going to undergo, I guess they say formal training. I don't know if that's sensitivity training or what. He had to apologize. Behind the scenes, people say he's incensed that he had to apologize. He's also incensed because he got demoted from his primetime solo gig to a three-headed morning show that is not doing well in the ratings. He thought that Poppy Harlow and Caitlin Collins were supposed to be his sidekicks, and he was going to get top billing. It's not so much happening. My advice to Don, you know, hold your powder, buddy. I mean, he probably has a contract that's pretty strong that they'd have to buy him out if they do can him. I don't think he should get fired for this either, by the way. I'm not into cancel culture, as you know, but he's not all that. He is a good-looking guy. He's glib, but there's so many people who could fit that bill. There are a lot of people, TV, radio, et cetera, who are good, they're talented, but they're not all that great. It's not as easy as it looks or sounds, but it's also not as hard as brain surgery, and a lot of people could do it who don't get the opportunity. So I'm just saying, once you get the opportunity, run with it, enjoy it. I don't begrudge you, but don't act like you're the best thing on the planet, because you ain't, if you know what I'm saying. Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, and the PopNet chat box are available as well. Anybody on anything, be happy to hear it. Emily Kors, I don't know if she sunk it, but she's certainly making it more difficult for Funny Willis to do it in a timely fashion, and we'd like it to happen sooner rather than later, so says Bentley. Yeah, I hear you on that. I don't know what the issue is and why people are not, understanding, why she didn't understand. Why can't you just wait? Wait until the indictments come out and then go talk. People would still be interested in hearing from you, I guarantee it. But, you know, so be it, as they say. What else can we say? What are we saying here? Anybody? Jody says, it's ridiculous to talk about a woman's value diminishing when her reproductive years pass. It's outdated, it's misogynistic, it's cliche, and Don Lemon should know better, so says Jody. I agree. I do agree with that. He should know better. I'm not saying he should be canceled. I don't even know what the formal training is all about. But it doesn't make sense that somebody would say that. And, of course, we're up against it, girls. We know that. Blue Laura says, age is sexist. I'm 67, and I'd like to school Don Lemon. What a jerk. I hear what you mean. And, of course, the Republican field, he was referring to the fact that Nikki Haley is running for president. What do you think about that? The flip-flopper of all flip-floppers. She gives Mitt Romney an intriguing name. So it's time, though, Republicans, everybody, to start shopping around for candidates. I'm Amy Beth Arkley Show. Happy belated birthday.
Age, my mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a handout, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Yeah. portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Shoplift Emporium, the world's first store intended to fill the needs of today's busy kleptomaniacs. Our cluttered aisles, unstaffed dressing rooms, mirrorless walls, and untrained, uncaring security guards make it almost impossible for us to catch you. So why pay retail? Why pay wholesale? Come on down to Ed's Shoplift Emporium, where everything on sale is a real steal.
What? you very much.
Been beat up and battered round, been sent up and I've been shot down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable, situation's tolerable. Baby, you're
Iko, giving us a little late in the day Mardi Gras spirit for Lucy. Yeah, we didn't get too much on Fat Tuesday, but that spirit lives on. Great one, What is Life? From George Harrison, of course, paying tribute, homage to the short but sweet Traveling Wilburys catalog that George was so part of, from Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins, and Handle with Care. Love that one, too. And Shop Around, happy 83rd belated birthday to Smokey Robinson, still performing and going strong. Love it. Quick time around the social media horn before we sash out of here. Oh, Ollie, St. Louis, Missouri, gets the Inspiration Action shout-out. Says working hard and writing some fearsome stuff. Good for you, Ollie. Inspiration Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. If you need a little push in the right direction, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one on me, reach out via the website, amybetarkawi, ARKAWI.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Hey, while you're there, peruse my stories, the award-winning Lives of Gordon Mysteries, other goodies, and places for guest suggestions, Big Story, Forgotten 45 requests, links to the podcast, social media connections, the whole nine yards, amybetarkawi.com. One or two left before we got to get out of here. Brunch Liberal says, as far as Don Lemon is concerned, what's interesting is his loyal following are mostly black women over 40. There's intersectional sexism where straight and gay men can be sexist toward women as well as ageist. You can't even run for president, by the way, until you're 35, so how can 40 be past political prime? Interesting. Nikki Haley, by the way, is 51. We'll see how that all plays out. Thank you, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML Headquarters, for keeping us moving, and thank you, Drive Safe, Play Nice, Dream Big. Come back and see us on the Andrew the Darkly Show. One more for the Dark Horse, the Quiet Beetle. Give me love, give me peace on earth, the late, great George Harrison. Happy heavenly 80th, and thank you so much for your music and your spirit. Take care. You know I love you all.
Keep me free from burden, and give me hope, but help me cope with this.